Now to one of the biggest musical hits of 2013. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on the meteoric rise of a song that is emblematic of a big trend in country music.
If you listen, even fleetingly, to commercial country, you've heard the song Cruise. It set a record this year for the most weeks at number one on the country charts in history. Cruise is also the second most downloaded country song of all time. It's expected to be number one soon. It's by the duo Florida Georgia Line, two young men who've become country superstars in less than a year.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water.
Music critic Jody Rosen writes for New York Magazine, but don't let that fool you. He's a huge fan of commercial country. Still, he's slightly baffled by the song's success.
Now, Cruise is one of the biggest hit country songs of all time. It's a song simply about driving around in your car, listening to a song like Cruise.
If she was sipping on Southern and singing Marsha Tucker, we were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer.
John Butler helped break the song. He's in charge of country music programming for Sirius XM.
We started playing it very early. We started playing it in May 2012. And we played it a lot.
Back then, Florida Georgia Line wasn't even signed to a label. They hadn't even released a full album. But Cruise shot to the top of the charts, and that caught the attention of Nashville's most successful independent label. Big Machine built its reputation by signing Taylor Swift when she was unknown, and Tim McGraw. The label's president, Scott Borchetta, had an idea to make Cruise even bigger. Do a remix.
And I said, you know, it would be great if we could find the right hip-hop guy for this. We really could take it over the goal line.
The guy Borchetta got was the rapper Nelly.
So come on, shorty, let me show you what the fans like. Whipping across the border, Florida into Georgia. Cause baby, you a song and you make me wanna roll my, roll my.
He's sort of a washed-up rapper. But in Nashville, it doesn't really matter. He's exotic simply because he's a rapper.
Exotic enough to help Cruise stick around on the country charts and climb to the pop top 10 over the summer. Critic Jody Rosen says Cruise, like other contemporary country songs, incorporates hip-hop and the kind of raucous arena rock popular a few decades ago.
It's sort of frat dude music with a twang.
Rosen sees Cruise as symptomatic of a bunch of things happening in Nashville today. First, just the rise of what he calls bro country.
There just seems to be so many songs about guys sitting on their tailgate watching their girlfriend dance in Daisy Duke shorts in a field somewhere.
Second, those songs celebrate a very different male character from country's archetypal strong stoic man.
Who has hidden pain, but when he's all alone and he gets a couple drinks in him, he cracks, right? But right now, these younger guys are just singing a lot about partying.
I got a little drunk last night.
The trend is impossible to ignore, says Amy Macy, a former Nashville marketing executive and professor at Middle Tennessee State University.
8 out of the top 40 titles have some term or reference to alcohol or partying or drinking right now on the charts. And so that's what, 25% of the top 40.
Examples: Drunk Last Night by the Eli Young Band, Drink to That All Night by Jared Neiman, Drink a Beer by Luke Bryan, Cold Beer with Your Name on It by Josh Thompson, and Little Big Town song Sober about the opposite of being sober.
Yeah. Everybody in Nashville must be drinking 24/7. We're a bunch of drunks down here.
Scott Borchetta of the label Big Machine concedes maybe Nashville has a problem.
There's too much, to be honest with you. We can't keep talking about Fireball and Coors Light and having the tailgate down, etc. So we'll task our writers and artists to dig a little deeper.
Even if bro country won't stick around forever, hits do tend to spawn imitators, says Amy Macy. So until the next big country trend, she says, hold on to your Daisy Dukes.
Or maybe burn them, is what I'd say.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.